Hello, this is Todd Maxwell, part of the Bureau of Justice Assistance Body-Worn Camera team, and today I'm speaking with Dr. Melinda Schlager, Executive Director of the Crude Police Institute in Dallas, Texas. Dr. Schlager is joined today by Deputy Chief Andy Accord and Deputy Chief Paul Stokes of the Dallas Police Department. In addition to serving as the Crude Police Institute's Executive Director, Dr. Schlager is also an Associate Professor of Criminal Justice at the University of North Texas at Dallas. Her research interests include offender entry, community corrections, policy, planning, and criminal justice management. Dr. Schlager has also implemented evidence-based practices as Deputy Director for the Dallas County Community Supervision and Corrections Department, and in New Jersey as Director of Policy and Planning for the New Jersey State Parole Board. Deputy Chief Andy Accord began his career with the Dallas Police Department in 1980. Since then, he has served on numerous boards and committees, including the North Texas High Intensity Drug Trafficking Area Executive Board, Dallas Alliance for Drug Endangered Children Co-Chair, and Prostitution Diversion Initiative, New Life Board of Directors, among others. Deputy Chief Paul Stokes is a former Marine and 27-year veteran of the Dallas Police Department. He's held multiple leadership roles in public information and specialized work groups, including implementation of new technology and bait car programs, overt camera projects, in-car video, and body-worn cameras. Dr. Schlager, Deputy Chief Accord, Deputy Chief Stokes, thank you all for speaking with me today. And to start, Dr. Schlager, can you give our listeners an overview of what the study is about and what you hope to learn from a research perspective?
Sure. First of all, good morning to everybody. We're glad that you asked us to come in here from the Crude Police Institute and Dallas Police Department to talk about this study. I think we're really thrilled about the opportunities that we have here. The study really has three principal parts. The first part is we will be comparing a matched sample of people who wear cameras, of officers who wear cameras, with a group of people who don't. And we will be comparing things like use of force complaints, commendations, those kinds of things. We are doing that principally because the Dallas Police Department has asked us to do so in an effort to help them better manage their resources. But because we have this, because of the way this study is designed with a group of people who will wear and not wear cameras, we were also very interested in looking at the police legitimacy component of the use of cameras in day-to-day police-citizen interactions. And that is probably, from an academic standpoint, perhaps one of the most interesting components of our study. So what we are doing is we will be pulling call logs from the sample who wear cameras and sample who don't, and then what we'll be doing is sampling further and reaching out to these people. Kind of like when you take your car in for service, the next day you'll get an email or a phone call asking you how your service was. And so our citizen satisfaction surveys will be exactly the same with respect to body cameras. We will pull those call logs and we'll sample a group, and we will be having interns who call citizens who've had a police-citizen interaction and ask them about the content or the construct of that particular interaction. That'll include specific questions about whether or not an officer was wearing a camera, and then to some degree more broad questions about legitimacy in general. So we'll be looking specifically at legitimacy as it relates to the camera, and then in the larger forum as it relates to legitimacy of police in general. The other component of what we're doing are a series of focus groups. We will be hosting focus groups with five different constituencies: officers who wear cameras, supervisors of officers who wear cameras, police associations, which are the equivalent of unions here in the city of Dallas for police officers, the media, and then also community members. And we have, again, a series of questions that we will be asking, particularly as they relate to police legitimacy. So we're interested in use of force and all of those good things so that we can help the police department better do their jobs. But the real focus of this study for us at the Crude Police Institute is to look at police legitimacy.
Thank you. that was probably the first time I've heard the media be involved in a questionnaire and an outreach. I'll be interested to see how that goes.
Yes, us too.
Deputy Chief Borden, Deputy Chief Stokes, this question is sort of about the Dallas PD. And can you tell us why you guys decided to get involved with a research partner and wanted to have this study done?
Well, a couple of reasons. Well, first of all, the Chief of Police wanted this too. And secondly, to me, it's a question of why not. As you heard Dr. Slager say, the Dallas Police Truth Institute is located here in Dallas Police Headquarters. And with her and her staff, they conduct research on various things that we do in addition to the body cameras. So it was just a perfect atmosphere for us to utilize this resource. And I feel like we'd be remiss if we had not. And so, you know, we're looking forward to see what the research entails and see what we can glean for that and see what kind of impact it will have on our body camera program and if we need to make any adjustments to it or not.
Chief Stokes?
When Chief Acord and myself, when we got involved in this project, everybody went back to the Rialto study on how it would impact the police departments, reduce complaints, reduce use of force. And that really snowballed. And all the conferences that Chief Acord and I went to, we just kept hearing that was the theme. So it's exciting that we're going to have a research partner who's actually going to have a very structured research criteria that either can validate that or not to see if it is truly the next big thing in police work.
Yeah, interesting. I was recently at an event and they had, I believe it was Edmonton was there, and all the studies I've been reading so far have supported the initial findings of Rialto, but I don't know if it's because they're a different country or they have different policing issues in Edmonton, but they were saying that they didn't have to see the same effect. So I'll be interested to see how your research comes out. Earlier, you guys mentioned, the doctor mentioned that you guys plan to do community outreach. And could you guys sort of elaborate how you plan to do that and why you feel community feedback is so important?
Well, Mr. Chief Acord, when it comes to community feedback, that's instrumental in most everything that we do. And so it's important that we get their feedback on this issue as well as we do in many other things. My view, this will also, it's just another piece of our community policing efforts to get our feedback. We're building legitimacy with them by doing so. And I think we're also being more transparent as we do that, which is really, in the end, kind of what the Body Worn program is really all about.
I think when we do community outreach, it broadens the scope of the slicing from the community. If we have the community groups that they're actually engaged in answering questions, like Dr. Slager said, regarding an experience with the police department, that's specific to their incident. When we go to community groups, they may not be part of the study, but they're very vocal, and they have a pulse of what's going on in the city and the community. So just like we talk about crime, we can tell people all day long there's a reduction of crime, but unless the community believes that that their community is safe, and that's their perception, it's really hard to validate that. It's got to be what they feel. So having a discussion with the community that's not part of the study, that just gives us another angle to look at to see how this program's come along.
Great. And Doctor, did you want to elaborate on how you're going to do some of this outreach? You briefly talked about it earlier, but I didn't know if you could give us a little bit more.
Sure. We're planning to do, we were planning to do three sets of focus groups. The problem is this is a 6-month study, so we may not be able to do that. We may only be able to do two sets of groups. One at sort of its inception, and then one, after we're done about 6 months from now. But the idea is to, as I said, the questions that we're asking, so there's quite a bit of overlap in the questions that we're asking with the 5 different constituencies that we'll be addressing in the focus groups. Part of that was to look for some parity or not in answers between all of the different constituencies. But of course, the other part, one of the real foci of this is to look at police legitimacy. We are, you know, we and the department are very interested in understanding how the department in particular, but I think police in general, can better provide a service to the community in a way that both the community values and sees as legitimate. So the questions that we're asking, have to do with perceptions, obviously. You know, and when you're in focus group situations, the folks in the room are talking about not their perceptions or concrete experiences. But when we're able to sort of triangulate, even though there's five different groups, but triangulate the information between all of these different constituencies, we feel like we'll have a much more robust and sort of three-dimensional view of this idea of legitimacy than perhaps just if we went out and talked to community members, or, you know, if the officers went out and talked to community members. So we're very much in tune and, with the effort to really try to get a 3D view of what this is going to look like.
Great. Thank you. A big part of, as we heard, of the study is officer and community perceptions. How does the Dallas PD plan to integrate the results of the study into your BWC program?
Well, I think that would depend on the results of the study. Once we learn that, we'll see what kind of impact it has on us, whether it be from a policy perspective or is it something we actually need to change from an operational perspective. And so we'll see what the information entails and then go from there.
Okay. And how many officers do you guys have with body-worn cameras?
Currently, we have about 290 officers. Our body-worn program is scheduled to purchase 1,000 cameras, which we are in the process of doing, and our plan is to have our 1,000 cameras on the streets around probably late summer.
So will that coincide with this study, or will the study be halfway through by then?
Well, the study's starting really, it started this month. So we hope to be finished about the time that they roll out the additional cameras. And all of this is orchestrated like a well-oiled symphony, if I may say so.
Understood. One of the big benefits, one of the big recommendations that BJA has had with the grant solicitations that came out for our pilot implementation programs has been collaboration and working with research partners. Are there any other benefits to the partnership between your two parties besides the ones spelled out in the abstract? Like, have you guys offered policy review or any feedback on policies or implementation strategies?
Well, so I'm not sure how much. I mean, you've mentioned that you went to our website, which is great, and hopefully that gave you a good sort of 65,000 foot view. But the Caruth Police Institute is truly the only entity, like, we are the only one around. We are embedded in the police department. We're sitting on the first floor of the police department right now. We live here. We exist in the day-to-day activities. We, our Caruth Police Institute staff engage with, folks like Chief Acord and Chief Stokes and many others on a day-to-day basis. So we are very much in tune with what's going on in the department, the various aspects of initiatives that may be going or being pushed forward. We provide research support for the department, but we also provide professional development training opportunities. We, everyone at the Dallas Police Department from sergeant and above at this point goes through one of our courses, which provides a foundational understanding in areas of management and leadership, decision making, and communication. We do provide these opportunities to people outside of DPD, but DPD, Dallas Police Department has been our primary and consistent client since 2008 when we came into being. The other part of us that's particularly interesting is that, of course, we're affiliated with the University of North Texas at Dallas, And so you have a university component, you have the practical application component, and then you have the research component. So that very much makes us a unique entity. I've only been here about a year, a little over a year, but I know that prior to my arrival, CPI was involved with helping the police department write a strategic plan. Currently, we're assisting the department with a variety of other initiatives in the training area. So, I mean, we're involved in a lot of different things outside just, solely research. Chief, did you want to chime in?
Well, there's really not much more to add to what Dr. Slager had mentioned. And again, yes, it is unique in Dallas, at Dallas PD, compared to other departments across the country. And it's been, I can tell you, it's been very effective, very beneficial to have such a system set up within DPD. It's hard to imagine operating without them now.
Thank you. Yeah, when I went to the site and I was reviewing and doing some research on this, I could see some of that, but thank you for elaborating more on the Institute. I saw the research component and the affiliation with the university, but you are correct. This is a unique institution and partnership and collaboration that I haven't seen at a lot of other universities and police departments.
Yeah, it's a really great opportunity. Depending on which lens you're wearing at the moment, it's a really great opportunity for us at CPI, but I think also for the department. We talk, we communicate, we ask questions, we collaborate, constantly looking for more information. One of our goals, whether it be to Dallas Police Department or anywhere else, is to help police officers better do their jobs. And so hopefully we've contributed in at least a small way here at DPD.
Well, my last question might seem sort of redundant then, because it sounds like you guys have would recommend a collaboration effort. But one of the things we like to close out with is if you guys recommend being involved in a research project with a police department for these type of issues like body cameras and perceptions, and if you encourage other agencies to be involved with research projects and with a research partner, and if so, why?
I absolutely would recommend it. I just believe having somebody else looking at it from their perspective, drawing up different criteria that we may not have thought about, really gives it a whole different perspective. And I think the more input we have from different agencies across the country, even though police work is essentially the same, there are nuances in every part of the country and every agency. So I believe just a collaboration and bringing all that data together to formulate a more solid opinion is very beneficial.
Yeah, Todd, I think the question is more, to me, would be, why not?
Understood. Thank you. Thank you, Dr. Slager, Deputy Chief Accord, and Deputy Chief Stokes. We are grateful you could speak with us today and share your knowledge on this important topic. We encourage law enforcement, justice, public safety leaders, and whose agencies are involved in learning more about the implementation of body-worn camera programs to visit the Body-Worn Camera Toolkit at www.bja.gov/BWC. This toolkit offers a variety of resources that agencies can use with the adoption and use for community engagement, policy development, data collection, also training and educational purposes. We also encourage listeners to share and promote these resources with your colleagues and staff. Lastly, all of these resources, and especially the Body-Worn Camera Toolkit, have been designed as a national resource, your resource. So please submit your ideas for new content through the BWC support link at the bottom of the homepage. This is Todd Maxwell signing off, and thank you for joining us today.